In gurneys, aren't gurneys the things that you take away bodies on or something? Like when they've been in an accident or something? Isn't that a, or like dead bodies or people? Isn't that another like word all for the a way stretcher?
We've also been fingered by that Peter G as being somehow complicit in the disappearance of Squeaky Kitty.
I was squeaking something at a store recently thinking of Squeaky Kitty.
But that obviously means that we have nothing to do with it.
Bring back the kitty. Is that what we need to say?
Bring back the kitty. No, well, that's it. All right.
That's all we have to say? Mm-hmm. We'll be back in a moment. We have to go potty.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
We've also been fingered by that Peter G.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1782 of the BFO for Monday the 24th of November 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the weekend, which includes a gentleman caller report. Big Fatty, a big one. Hello, horrors. Big Fatty, you sound different. Well, that's because I pre-recorded the beginning part of the little show before I left the Fat Cave. And now I'm at the Horror Hotel. Big Fatty, I'm here too. And, y'all, there's a little echo. Big Fatty, Big Fatty, Big Fatty, Big Fatty. Yeah, okay, great. but, y'all, I'm recording this on Sunday, as I will be every other show this week. Man, we got a lot to do, y'all, and it's true. And the reason I'm recording it a little earlier than I thought I would, but y'all, it's because I only have a neighbor on one side of me here at the Horror Hotel in the room that I normally stay in, and y'all, he has left the property for a few minutes, so I thought I would. Big Fatty, you're afraid he's going to hear me talk and wonder what's going on next door. It's true. That's exactly what I'm afraid of. So anyway, since he has gotten into his small penis truck, Big Fatty, what does that mean? Well, y'all, his truck is so big. And so jacked up that you just look at it and go, oh, I'm so sorry to hear about his penis. Anyway, y'all, I'll have a little bit more to say about all of that. But first, I want to tell you about the weekend. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, I guess y'all, of course, last time I spoke to you, it was Thursday of last week, and y'all, I recorded the show, y'all, I polished off that bottle of the cupcake wine, y'all, I believe that Timmy Sims, Big Ready, we love Timmy Sims, told me that he loves the cupcake wine also, and and I know that Peter G enjoys a highball full of Big Fatty. You don't pour wine in a highball. You pour wine in whatever you got. You can pour it in a red soda. Big Fatty, you've done that before. It's true. And y'all, I polished that off, and I watched a little bit of the sports ball Thursday night, and y'all, I know what else I did. I washed my underpants. Big Fatty, we've already established you don't wear underpants. It's true. All right, I washed my clothes that I was going to take with me to Hatlanta. Much better, Big Fatty, and much more honest. I guess I really need to be much more honest. Yes, Big Fatty, much more honest. And Big Fatty, what were you saying? I don't know. Oh, and so I washed my clothes and got them all hung up and everything. And y'all, I'd gotten my valise. Y'all, I got my valise out, and y'all, it still had shit in it from when I was in the Lost Wages. Went to the Pride 48, and so I had to empty that shit out. Big Fatty, and but I didn't pack the valise because you know. I wasn't leaving. I wasn't leaving no, y'all, I take that back. I didn't wash my clothes until Friday night. Big Fatty, you're already confused. It's that wine, I think. But anyway, I did clean out the valise on Thursday night. That's true. But I didn't wash my underpants until Friday. Because I wanted to include whatever I wore to the coal mine on Friday. I went to bed, and the sports ball was on and everything. And, y'all, it was probably about 10:30 p.m. in the evening, and I get, bing, bing, hi, reporter. Y'all, it was my old, most regular gentleman caller. And, y'all, you know, a couple weeks ago, He had gone out drinking with his buddies on a Thursday night, and y'all, we had a very good humpity bumpity. Big Fatty, we don't need details. Well, that's kind of what today's going to be, is details. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, he says, "Hey, Big Fatty, what you doing?" I said, "I'm just waiting here for the best piece of ab." Big Fatty, we don't need. Okay. To come over. He goes, "I'll see you in a few minutes." And y'all, he came over. He wasn't quite as overserved as he was that prior Thursday night, but y'all, it was still good. It was still good, and y'all, it was a complete surprise. Complete surprise, and those are always just lovely when you have a gentleman caller and it's a complete surprise. Yes, Big Fatty. And so y'all, he came over, and we did our thing, and after we were done, we wiped our mouths. Big Fatty. He was on his way, and y'all, I slept like a baby. Just slept like a baby. Big Fatty, does that mean you pooped yourself? No. Well, that's what babies do. Well, maybe I did poop my Big Fatty. Got up on a freight morning, and y'all went into the coal mine. Larry Klein and old Veda, they were not in the coal mine on for right. Well, they were there, I guess, for a couple of minutes, but they left about midday, around noon p.m. in the afternoon, and or maybe it was 1 p.m. in the afternoon. I don't know, but anyway, they had to go to a coal mine event up in Virginia, Virginia. Big Fatty. They were off and gone. And so it was, y'all, it was just kind of a skeleton staff there. Big Fatty, I love the skeletons. And it was a nice enough day. Everything went well. There wasn't a whole lot of, drama. There was no drama. Big Fatty, that's good. And I finished up the last major piece of the project I'm working on. So that was a very good thing also. And then y'all, after work, I came home, and that's when I washed my yes, Big Fatty, that's when you washed your underpants. And did that, and you know, didn't really pack, but I just kind of sort of set some things aside that I didn't want to forget. And y'all, I did forget one thing, but it's no big deal. But anyway, I did that, and then Friday, what did I do? What did I eat on Friday? Dude, y'all, I was trying to clean out the refrigerator. Y'all, the last time I was at the Von's East, they have these Asian solids.
Yes, Big Fatty, we remember you telling us about it, because that Mike Lawson loves to eat an Asian solid.
Well, I think that's a different kind of solid. It's like cabbage and I don't know what else is in there, but it's Asian vegetables, and it's real good. But y'all, I cooked some of those chicken fingers that they have in the bag at the Von's East. And did that, and I cut a couple of them up into chunks and put it in with the dressing and the little noodles. They have those, you know, those little ching chong noodles that go in it, and some almonds, just for Dr. Stone, because, you know, he misses old almond Redenbacher. Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, by the way, did you download the new episode of the Toucan Beanie?
No, Big Freddy, I didn't know it had come out.
Well, it didn't. But I had that for my supper, and y'all, honest to hydrogen, I don't remember what in the hell I did on. Oh, I know. At lunchtime on Friday. Y'all, I went out with my real estate agent, and y'all, we went and took a look at a couple of alternative fat caves, and one of them is since the time she had sent me the information, it had been taken off the market. I don't know if it was someone else had put it under contract or something. And y'all, then we went and looked at another one that Big Fatty had run across, and y'all, it was nice enough, but y'all, the yard was kind of soft, and it had kind of a musty smell on the inside.
Big Fatty, it's kind of like you,
right? Y'all, I'll tell you what that is in a minute. I wasn't so excited about the musty smell and the soft ground, because y'all, we had not had rain or anything per se for a while. So anyway, that's what that was, and. It was just a quick run around. But y'all, I do want to tell you this: my real estate agent, she told me as she was, she came by and picked me up at the coal mine, and she was taking me back, and she says, "I just want to say how much I appreciate how easy you've been to work with," and I said, well, thank you. She goes, no, really, because a lot of first-time home buyers, they're not difficult, but you just have to keep reassuring them over and over and over again that everything's going to be okay and that this is kind of normal. And she says, and you've asked me those things, but you don't get stuck on those things. You know, when you ask me, I tell you, and then we move on. And I told her the story about Big Fatty viewing all of this as a chess game. By the way, y'all, you know that Jimmy Bear, I don't think I'm breaking a confidence here, but that Jimmy Bear is involved in the real estate rat race.
Big Fatty, the rat race.
And when I mentioned that. I was seeing the whole home buying process as a chess game, and that no, you weren't playing to win, you were just kind of playing to a draw. He said, "Yes, Big Freddy, I couldn't agree with you anymore." And he says, "That's not always the case, because you know sometimes one party." Plays to win. That's all they want to do. They want to win. They want to win. And he says, rarely do things work out when one of the participants is only in it for themselves. And but he says that a chess game is a pretty good way to look at it. And y'all, it's not just the buyer and the seller, but it's the two agents also that are involved in the chess game as well. And they have as much of a vested interest in it as the buyer and the seller. So anyway, so it was kind of nice to and my agent agrees. She says, yes, it very much is like a chess game. And you know, there's a little bit of strategy, but most of all, it's cooperation and give and take. And and that's why I say you play to a draw. Yes, big fair, play to a drawing. And but y'all, then on Saturday morning, y'all, I got up and I packed my valise and I had my brofkas. And y'all, I had gotten, I got to back up, Big Fatty. I got to back up because on Friday night, y'all, Granny and I went out to the Connections because I was going to be out of town on Saturday. And went out to the Connections, and y'all, we had a gay old time. There were five of us or something like that. And y'all, they had a brand new bartender there. And y'all, he's straight, Big Fatty, whatever. And and that's okay. But y'all, I'm going to tell you, he enjoyed our company, and we enjoyed his company. Yo, he's a good looking man too. So anyway, oh, Big Ratty. And so Saturday, I packed my valise, and I and on my way home for right day night, y'all, I what did I do? Big Fatty, we don't know. I went by the P.O. Box, and y'all, that was canned in there that said, "Big Fatty, you've got a package that's too big." And y'all, that Gavin, you know, Gavin, he was the number one fan of the BFO in 2011, I believe. And he had said that he had sent Big Fatty a package, but y'all, you know, many times when Big Fatty gets a package, they put it in one of those storage lockers. And y'all, if it was too big for that. So, y'all, so I decided, I got up Saturday and packed my valise, and I got the Ford Escape. Y'all, I wrapped a couple of crema presents. I decided I'm just going to go ahead and take a couple of these on over here to the hats on this trip, and then I'll have less that I have to worry about in December. But y'all, drove on over here. There were no incidai at all. Y'all, I caught up on some little shows on the trip over, and y'all, I got over here and got checked in to my room, and y'all had two gentlemen callers on Saturday night. Y'all, one of them I had not experienced before, and y'all, then of course the other one was Snake. Snake came by. I went out to walk around the property, and there was Snake and a friend of his sitting in the hot tub. And I mentioned to him just in passing that I was going to be here tonight and Sunday night. So sure enough, Saturday night, Snake came by to see Big Fatty, and Big Fatty, it was hiding Snake, Big Fatty, instead of hide and seek. And y'all, it was just lovely. And then on Sunday, y'all, I got up Sunday morning, and I went out. There's a little brofkas place here in town that I really enjoy. That I really enjoy going to. And y'all, I guess I'll have to wait and tell you about that on Tamari's little show. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, it has been raining all day long over here at the Horror Hotel. It started Saturday night, and it's beginning to slacken up a little bit now. But y'all, I'd hate for Snake to get moist before he got back down here to the auxiliary Fat Cave. Yes,
Yes, Big Fatty.
Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from the Howdy Do Pancakes. And, Calvin, what do you do when you can't make it to the horror hotel?
You've also been fingered by that Peter G.
Oh, well, yes, a digital rectal exam.
Leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.